Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines, Nicole Marie, and me, Michael Hopkins. Did you know that I also host the Vet Talk Radio Show, and that's all about helping veterans navigate the claims and compensation process? And you don't have to be a veteran to listen. We started VTR Mornings right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, where we're all about hair, beauty, and community. So stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
The blackness. Keep on.
understanding the importance of public relations as it pertains to you guys out there who are entrepreneurs like myself. I'm Carrie Hines, and when I started focusing in on this industry, oh, pretty close to 30 years ago, I knew that it was very important to gain exposure. And most folks who embark upon an entrepreneurial type journey or career probably or maybe not understand what public relations is all about and how it's an important stepping stone for anybody in business. My book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, really, really speaks to this. It covers every area of understanding everything, and we're celebrating the information that's in the book. Big anniversary for it, so I'm real excited about it. It's out there on Amazon, in case you're interested. Again, it's How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. But again, the PR, which is what public relations is referred to, is really where you are taking your message for your business, your products, whatever it is that you've got going on that you're looking to increase sales or bring awareness to. What you want to do, the very, very first step, engaging the public's interest in what you have, is to create the understanding of how it's beneficial to the folks you're trying to reach. So just wanted to begin this talk, as we kind of, again, look at all of the different aspects of trying to get your business going here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I think this is a great way for folks to, you know, begin looking at how to connect with folks. That's what public relations is all about, and there's so much more to PR, and this is how you begin, again, how to get rich in the hair business and so many other different ways.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community, my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge. And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Nicole, we got to talk about Hope of the Day, but also looking at the celebration of Hope of the Day.
Yes.
And how your words of encouragement, as, you know, we play in our introduction for your segment, how it has just taken on its own life. And
right, it certainly has.
Very
really,
much so.
So now, where did you get this incredible idea to contribute from Patrick's book? And tell us a little bit, remind for the folks who may not be as familiar or just tuning in today for the first time, what can you tell them again about Hope of the Day and the inspiration?
Well, Hope of the Day is just an inspirational way that I share every morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show for all of our listeners. And I just go through and just share an inspirational way that will just inspire and encourage and give everyone hope at the beginning of each and every day. We all go through so much. There are so many different things that go on in our communities and our lives, and we just need to hold on to that hope. And so it was very important for me, well, coming from Girl Power, which encourages, inspires, and uplifts girls and women, I wanted to do something for everyone. And so Hope of the Day was just a way for me to be able to give that encouragement to all of our fans and our listeners, Carrie and Michael.
Well, I love this. Now, the book, you actually have a book that you reference.
I do. It's called High Hopes, and it's by Patrick Lindsay.
Now, what can you tell us about this book? Because there are lots and lots of books out there. There are lots of quotes and things like that and encouraging words that are floating around on the internet. But what was it about this book that kind of made you say, hold it, this is what our fans at the Hair Radio Morning Show need?
Well, the book was actually given to me as a gift, but I do have many books that I have just purchased over the years that just give those bursts of encouragement, inspiration. But this book here, when I received it and I started reading through it, I said, this is it. This is what I need to start with, because there are just so many different inspirational just quotes,
like anecdotes
and so forth.
Yeah, all of that.
That
and
just
I have
tie
to,
in to just
wow.
all walks of life, just things that anyone can relate to. And so that's why
exactly.
I started with High Hopes.
Wow, yeah, just a big wow.
Yeah.
And I have to say, Michael, you get the opportunity along with me each day. We listen as Nicole Marie mid-show kind of unveils a brand new hope pretty much each
right.
day. For
very
all the
much
fans.
So.
And so, Michael, how have you been inspired by Nicole Marie's sharing of the Hope of the Day, which is just incredible each morning?
I just love the quotes and how it's like a call of action, a call to action.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about it. And it doesn't matter if it's a big quote when Nicole Marie does it, or a little quote. It calls me to action. It makes me think. It makes me be so inspired to just maybe reach out and grab at it one more time. Grab the brass ring as we're going around that circle on the horses and everything on the merry-go-round. And it inspires
okay.
me. Grab at that ring one more time, because you don't know.
Right.
You just don't know. That's what
well,
I love about it, Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie.
Well, great, because what I notice each day on the show, and we usually do our live host chat mid-show, and that is that we have an opportunity to, again, help shape your day. That's it. Yeah, and I think that that's what really was the underlying inspiration for the hope of the day. And
I'm very excited.
And we're looking at now being able to roll out hope of the day throughout the broadcast. So you never know when you're going to hear that,
exactly.
As you quote, that burst of inspiration from Nicole Marie.
Oh,
and I'm
very
so
much
excited.
So.
Yes.
Right.
So, yes, and so that just means the hope will continue to grow.
It will continue, yes. And just a gentle reminder for everyone that you just have the power to take control of your life. So
wow. It's
very important. Timeless wisdom to lift your spirit and just continue taking those steps to change your life.
Wow. Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, on that note, we thank you.
That I have profited more from the negative as opposed to the positive.
Really?
Yes, because...
Negative experiences?
Yes, absolutely. I really relish and treasure them more than positive, because if I have been able to survive it and reach another level, that has given me more growth, more strength, more confidence.
Yes.
It has enriched my life more, and that's why I treasure them.
Yesterday when I walked in, I said, you know what, you guys, I just realized if I don't start showing up on time, you're going to think this is who I am. And you know what the guy said to me? This is who you are. And you know what? He was right. Because if I'm showing up 2 or 3 times and I'm calling and saying I'm going to be late, I'm showing up late, the fact is, this is who I am at the moment. The question is, do I want to continue to be that person, or do I want to be somebody new? Am I showing up late to my coaching appointments? Absolutely not. But going to that place, I've been showing up late. Now, the first couple of times that happened, I said, oh, my gosh, you know, it's just been so long since I had to get up and get dressed to leave the house to be somewhere. But I don't want that to become my crutch. 3 months later, I'm still saying, oh, my God, I haven't figured out how to be here on time. No. Because I am always preaching to other people about how they need to show up. But this is a perfect example of people starting to form an opinion of me based upon the fact that I keep saying I'm going to be somewhere at some time and I'm showing up later. What it is affecting is how they see me, and how they see me can determine whether or not, for instance, something comes up and somebody says, oh, I think Crystal would be great for this. They go, yeah, but you know, she's always late. Is this how I want to be seen? No, it's especially not how I want to be seen as a grown-ass woman, because I don't want to be passed over. I'm going to get passed over for something important because I'm showing up as somebody who can't show up on time. So if I can't do that, what else am I going to put in jeopardy if I'm being given more responsibility? And what I'm saying is, I'm seeing it as it is right now. And as it is right now, I've shown up several times later than I said I was going to be there, even though I wasn't impacting anyone else. But what I am impacting is other people's opinions of me, which can have a greater impact on me when my name might come up as somebody who should be given more opportunities. They say, no, not her. So I'm looking in the mirror at myself.
Hey, everybody. It's Keisha McAllister. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's 2 thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new movie talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Get set. Michael Hopkins, let me be the very first to talk about this, and I'm so excited because this is a conversation I've been looking forward to having, and it really is about getting set, and that's S period E period T. That's S-E-T. So let's kind of dig into this because we're really talking about health and safety at the salons and barbershops and businesses in general out there.
Oh, yeah.
So what, let's kind of delve into this. So what exactly is Get Set? And again, it really has to do with safety at the shops. And that's what it really stands for. Salons, emergency training, and or,
right,
in this case, talk. So So Michael, what comes to mind when you think about safety at shops, just in general?
Well, in general, Carrie, just safety is so paramount that you have safety in the workplace. It's paramount, and it consists of so much. But and that's why I'm so glad that we're talking about this. This is a very important topic.
I agree. And folks want to know why it's so important. Well, I have to say, because this is something, it's a new day. And there was a period of time where maybe we didn't have to be so concerned about our security when we were at our favorite hair salon or barbershop. But that day has kind of gone by. And what we're kind of left now with is just making certain that we have salons and barbershops with adequate, beyond adequate security measures and procedures in place. And so that's kind of where we are today in terms of talking about it. Exactly what can you do if you are faced with an emergency at your shop? And,
Very much so.
Yeah. So, Michael, what should one be thinking about at their shop? And how should we break this down for hairstylists and barbers and shop owners who may have never thought about having to be concerned about their personal safety or the safety of their customers? What would you say to them?
Wow, Carrie, one of the first things that I would say to anyone who owns that type of establishment, or any type of establishment actually, Carrie, is be aware of your surroundings. That's the first thing. Let's be aware of our surroundings. Situational awareness. Many times people are not paying attention. As you know, Carrie, we're in the age now of a lot of these electronic devices. We're in that age now where these things are practically glued to us.
Sure.
And unfortunately and regrettably, we're so dependent upon these devices, we get mesmerized with them. We all do it. And when you get mesmerized with these devices, you kind of lose track of the world around you and the people around you. And as you so, you know, in the beginning of this, Carrie Hines, as you so eloquently put it, we're in an age now that you have to pay attention.
Yeah.
You just have to. You don't have a choice anymore. Yes, it was a time where, you know, people were kinder and it was okay. But nowadays, you have to pay attention. That's the number one thing. If I was to say anything to anybody,
okay, so I like what you said about the situational awareness. So that means
right.
knowing what's happening around you in basic terms. And
yes.
So that means kind of putting that cell phone down and kind of always being observant. And if you are scrolling to the right or scrolling up and down or sliding to the right or whatever it is, then please just make sure of what's going on at the shop or wherever you are. Remember, emergencies can happen at the least likely time. So, you know, you just have to always kind of, you know, you don't have to be, you know, scared or anything, but just be, you know, on guard, you know, in case you need to take further action, which we're going to talk about.
Just in case. You know, one of the things, you know, Carrie, one of the things also that can people should develop, and we're going to talk about this, you know, a lot more extensively, is learning how to scan the area that you're in.
Oh,
very
yeah.
important.
Now, you're talking externally, because I was just kind
right.
of alluding to inside the shop. But,
let's talk.
I agree with you. Let's talk a little bit about that. So, you know, outside, and there are so many things and measures that we're going to, like Michael said, really elaborate as we kind of move along with this, because this is not a one-and-done type conversation. We're just beginning to peel back the layers so that you can really understand how important this is. This is just the beginning of many of these health and security conversations that we are going to have through our Hair Radio Get Set program. So I'm happy to talk about it. But again, like you said, Michael, externally. So when you talk about externally, the first thing that jumps in my mind are like cameras.
Very much so, Carrie. Cameras, believe it or not, cameras can deter crime.
Wow.
You know, people sometimes don't think that, Carrie, but cameras can deter crime. And
what about the signs?
Yeah.
So how does that work? So what I would suggest, if you, you know, definitely cameras, you know, outside the shop and kind of obvious and make it kind of obvious and or post a big old sign that says this premises is watched by cameras in many places. Some cameras you see, others you don't.
You don't. And 24/7 and, you know, whatever.
All of that. Yeah.
And it helps. It helps. Statistics,
sure.
You know, Carrie, statistics, when you study crime and, you know, statistics, statistics bear this out, that it's little things that a shop owner, a business owner can do that will deter crime. We used to have a saying when I was in the military, when I was in law enforcement, when I was in security, when I was in that type of world, is that you have different types of targets, we would call them. And you have what they call soft targets, and you have hard targets.
Yeah.
And, when you have certain things, and, you know, and as you and I have been saying, we're going to go all out in this because this is a very important target.
I agree, Michael.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, just
now,
give folks ideas.
Absolutely. Now, we were just saying about the cameras externally. Of course, now, there's a lot of ways that you can look at it and not just have the cameras externally. You can have the cameras internally inside the building's areas. When I remember starting out, cameras, to have cameras set up used to cost you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yes, it did.
That's what it was in the old days. Nowadays,
it was a fortune.
You can get a good camera system for probably $30. So it's really, the price has come down drastically. Right? And you can have cameras in all the locations and areas. Michael, I just want to drive home this point about that, because remember we said earlier that externally, by what can deter that is a sign that says some of the cameras are visible, others are not, because that's going to make them also think twice that they can come into your shop and look for the cameras and destroy them. They may not even know what is the camera. So that is the other point I wanted to make. So have them outside and inside. And one other important part about that, Michael, God forbid any type of occurrence and anything that threatens your security, remember that your neighbors, what you want to do also is get your neighbors to understand and participate that each of you should have cameras that can also overlap the areas that we're talking about.
Interlocking cameras. Oh, yeah, that
exactly.
would be perfect.
And
that's perfect.
That's a great way. You talk about where they will think not just two times. They'll be thinking three and four times about doing anything at your location because of the chance that the camera's going to, either your camera or one of your neighbor's cameras will pick up the impropriety. So that's just some of the things that when it comes to things that can prevent these types of occurrences with regards to safety at your shop.
You know something else too, Carrie, about the cameras. And as you said, the cost has gone down so much with the camera equipment, and the quality has gone up. The resolution of a lot of these cameras for the cost is just amazing.
Right, compared to the way it was.
It really is, compared to it was just 10 years ago. Just 10 years ago.
Even five.
Some of the high-resolution cameras, even with the dark, they can make it look like it's daytime. So you can't help. If you had to turn anything over to law enforcement, they couldn't help but identify somebody because of the great resolution of a lot of these cameras.
Absolutely. And Michael, since we talk about what can deter a would-be criminal or someone who doesn't mean any good, who sees you inside your shop or sees clients or what have you, remember that you always want to have windows and things that are kind of unobstructed so that people can always see what's happening inside the shop. That's important. I've always believed that and advocate for that. Use good judgment. So you got to use your good judgment. The other thing, Michael, that we kind of did not talk about on the air, but I think is so important, and that is if you need or feel that it's warranted, you have a big shop, maybe a security guard. A security guard can also deter potentially or possibly deter criminal activity happening at your shop.
A shop owner could also have off-duty law enforshment.
Security. Yes, that's correct.
Right.
I have a lot of friends who do that kind of thing, and I think that is absolutely amazing. But this is something that is really great. Now, the security guards, it's up to you to make the determination where your comfort level is with whether or not they will be armed, and there are all kinds of legalities and things that you can easily find out in your state what
very
happens
much.
And how to do so. But again, having that visual deterrent, a body or two saying, hold it.
Right.
What are you doing? Might be the way for you to go. So that's something to certainly consider. Now, Michael, I've got to say, I just love this conversation. And again,
oh, yeah, it's
we're
an
talking,
excellent,
right? Yes,
it's
thank
an excellent
you.
Excellent conversation.
Yes, and this is all about our Hair Radio and our program called Get Set. And SET stands, again, for Salon Emergency Training. And that's really about preparedness, being ready for just about anything. And I really love that. And just even talking about it and kind of planting a seed will help
right.
or could potentially help you
right.
in the time that you need it to help you. And so that's...
Oh, yeah.
Yes, go ahead, Michael.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Oh, what I was going to say also, Carrie, many of the local law enforcement agencies
yeah.
actually have programs where they will send an officer out to your business and they
a
will...
wellness check.
Right. Pretty much, right. They'll come out. They can look through your business. They can point out things that could be a potential problem as far as, you know, criminal activity. And, I mean, it's, you know, and it doesn't.
Yeah, that's a different
yeah.
type of wellness check. But, yeah, that's a
yeah.
great idea.
Well, you know, yeah. And some of them, they will do internal, external checks, you know, with
yeah.
your security and all that good
just
stuff.
They'll give you some tips, right? Some
yeah, they'll give
tips.
You some helpful yeah. tips.
I love that idea. Now, Michael, there are all kinds of firms. And here's my advice. You know, just be aware as the owner. You may not have a big budget where you can hire, you know, this fancy-dancy security firm to come in and do a whole bunch
right.
of training. So you've got to take a lot of what you hear here at on our special presentation. We're also working on rolling out podcasts and a whole bunch of other things that we'll share with you in the days
very
to come, right? But I think
oh,
some of
very
the
much
things,
so.
Yeah, I think this is again the first step on, and I'm just loving it.
Right.
Okay.
First
now,
step. You're right, Carrie. You're absolutely
step.
Right. This is the first step.
Now, speaking of first steps, to me. Having a conversation, since you are the shop owner, you may be also a hairstylist or a barber or at any kind of company for that much. The first thing as the person in charge, you want to lead with a conversation to me with your team, your staff, the folks who are helping your business, who may be customer facing. Or not. So if
very
somebody
so.
Comes in, you know, that's something that's really super important. And Michael, just to quickly go back, just while we were talking about external things that could deter crime and all of that, you know, from them coming inside the shop, I just wanted to make sure that we also remind everybody that, again, making sure that the door, the type of door can also deter someone from coming because they can't get in.
Very much so.
In. So once
very
they know
so.
That, right, that you have a
oh,
buzzer,
yeah.
they call it a buzzer, on your door so that you have to be buzzed in. And I think that can help. Am I right, Michael, with
very much so.
Prevention.
Very much so. They have to be buzzed in and buzzed out, Carrie. That is a big deterrent. That's a big deterrent. Because, sure, you could get, you know, somebody get in, they can do a crime, but if you can't get out, you're going to have a problem.
Exactly. And so that's kind of a good barometer as well. Just remember, I love that idea about having to buzz people in and out of your location. And also having it set up where maybe there's a two-step entry so they can
right.
get to the first door but not the second door. And also, just even if you are able to do a business, most folks may not be able to sustain a shop on folks who only book by appointment. You need that extra dollar, so to speak, as business, you know, from folks walking in. So managing to, you know, service walk-in clients. Well, see, that's where this kind of thing can get out of hand sometime with regards to safety concerns. So you kind of have to weigh where your comfort level is with all of this, and I think it's important. But,
oh, it's very important,
right?
Carrie. It's very
now, Michael,
important, Carrie.
We're going to continue to talk about those conversations with educating your staff and customers and all of that. But first, before we get there, I wanted to kind of talk with you a moment because you really come out of that realm of security and
yes, sir.
Training. So let's talk a little bit about that, Michael Hopkins. Can you share with everybody the importance of security training in general and some of your experience?
Oh, yes, sir, very much so. Security training, it is so important. It's essential that if you have a staff, if you have just a staff of one or two people, security training in itself is so very important. You always
yeah.
want to, you know, Carrie, the training part of security, just understanding how things work, understanding about your surroundings, understanding about how to watch people, how to understand how to ratchet up when you have a situation, an escalating situation, and
yes,
then how to
right.
ratchet
exactly.
it down.
Exactly.
All of
yeah.
that is so, it's so important to understand
yeah.
that stuff. We're dealing with the public, Carrie. There's one thing that I learned in over the 20 years that I was in the security realm is that I learned how to deal with the public, with people, and I learned how to observe people. That's the key.
Yeah.
You learn
yeah.
how to watch and observe people. Also,
exactly.
you develop, you know, another thing too, Carrie, that is very good to develop.
What
listening skills, listening
yeah.
skills, developing
yeah.
listening skills when you're dealing with people.
I say
you
use
begin,
all of the senses
yeah,
that you
all
can.
The, yeah, yeah,
absolutely.
The sight, hearing,
right.
smell,
exactly.
you know, just.
Whatever it takes, Michael Hopkins.
Yep,
and remember,
paying attention,
folks,
yes.
Paying attention, important.
Yes.
So it kind of reminds me and goes back to having those conversations. You're wondering, how do you start? You understand all of this. You've already kind of got the wonderful security measures in place outside your shop. You've taken the next steps of having things set up with security cameras on the inside, possibly a guard. And again, you know, thinking about where utilizing the booking in advance type idea or the, you know, no walk-in where the cash flow is not just, you don't have a big piles of cash sitting there in,
right.
in your shop where someone's thinking they could just walk on in and, you know, and take it off your hands. So what you want to do is really think about that. And again, if you are going to do walk-ins and you've got cash just sitting around, make sure that you have some kind of process, in my opinion, to get it off premises. You know, that's what I believe in. I have always, I just get it off premises as quickly as I can.
Very
you know,
much so.
That, yeah, you know, and have very little cash on hand and try to utilize electronics, like Michael said, we're in the now a new age where there's a lot of gadgets and things like that. So people and persons can prepay using credit cards or ATM cards and things like that. And so I just think that that can make all the difference with regards to your security and safety. So
yes,
conversations
it does, Carrie.
With your team members, conversations with your customers. It's time to get them on board with your safety plan.
Very much
and
so. You know another thing too, Carrie.
What's that?
Practice.
Yes. So that sounds like creating a plan and reviewing that plan with your team and customers and literally doing some drills. You know
there
that
you
word,
go.
Michael Hopkins.
Yep, doing those drills. Yes, sir. I know that word very well.
I thought
very
you
well.
Yes.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
That conversations can be reinforced with designing pamphlets, can be, with little, all kinds of little sheets and little documents and any little thing that can help them. And not only that, remember you can put posters on your wall that can remind individuals about being safe.
Uh-huh.
So
there
are many steps that you can take that's going to help, keep safety and security in front and center in the minds of yourself, your staff, your customers and clients. So good stuff.
Carrie, it could even come down to we have certain words that we say when we know there's danger.
Exactly.
Certain
safety
phrases that we say. Safety words. Right. Oh, and you know something else too, Carrie.
What's that, Michael?
We have a safe place to go to.
If you
when
are
there's
safe.
Danger.
And
right.
You know what? Provided that you have the space, but even if
you
don't have the space, these are still things that you need to decide and speak with your team about. And as Michael said, I think, the safety words, that's a really good thing to remember as well. And don't forget, folks, like you said earlier, you've got to revisit this. So even you have the best plan, you want to revisit this every chance you get, maybe even kind of, quiz your colleagues inside the shop and, remind them and do flashcards and stuff because you kind of have to remember to keep this information fresh. Now, one of the types of emergencies that I want to remind you guys out there about, and that's being trained when it comes to not so much some kind of external, break-in or anything like that, but a person who might be in some kind of cardiac distress type situation. And this is why it's important to learn all about providing two-handed, I call it CPR, first aid, and also utilizing those AEDs, Michael, that can help the defibrillators, and they can help to resuscitate someone who is in cardiac arrest. And so these are all kinds of things that I'm so excited to be a part of, and we encourage you to just kind of keep it right here throughout all of our wonderful communications and our platforms, and we will tell you more about how this wonderful new area for you guys to at least tune in and get a whole bunch from what we're talking about. So, Michael, that's
very much
kind of at least part one of this to kind of begin to have these conversations. We're going to be kind of breaking it down, exploring this even more so. It can get set. If that's all you can remember, remember the line.
Get
emergency
set.
SET.
That's right.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet. But then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge. Cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day. It is. It's Thursday morning, January 11th of 2024. It is our mid-show point, about 7:03 on Thursday morning, January 11th, 2024. Show number 938. Broadcast show number 938 for those of you who are keeping track. I want to bring to the line my co-star, my co-host, in this, in our second hour daily. You guys know her. She comes to us all the way from Water Valley, Mississippi, live up 1 hour earlier just to be part of our broadcast. So good morning, Nicole Marie Live.
Happy mid-show.
You are live.
Yes, I'm up this morning.
Yes. I can hear it, and just absolutely awesome. We've been listening to both you and Michael in the first hour.
Yes.
Just doing a great job.
Been a great
on the
hour.
Show. We
yes.
love it. Yeah,
I've been enjoying.
Well, you know
the
what?
Music
there is
and all
a brand
fan favorites, Michael.
Oh yeah,
and Michael and you and me and oh my goodness.
Yeah,
I just
yes.
love it.
Well, it's,
and
it's,
let me tell you,
it's a new vibe here. It,
yes, it
is a new vibe up here, Radio
yeah.
Morning Show. And
yeah.
And I have to say, and I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that is kind of where we're going. There is a brand new recommitment to the things. I remember last night, I'm on, you know, I work on the show throughout the entire
right.
day
right.
at different points. And I was going back. And I'll get into why I was doing research, digging through. You know, we have almost 1,000 broadcasts.
Right.
But like a digging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much information.
I went back to like, well, let me tell you, Nicole Marie, I went back to the first part of 2015.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I really would encourage you guys. It's very easy to tune in and listen. You can Google our
broadcast by putting in five words when you do your search, and that's The Hair Radio Morning Show. And I'm looking back. They have it listed. You can look up and listen to our archive shows and all this kind of stuff, and it is just incredible. And I'm listening back to, like, you know, the early part, like I said, of 2015. Now, mind you, we started the show, the Hair Radio, this morning edition. Remember, the Hair Radio show technically started in 1995, but we changed it to a morning broadcast in January of 2015. And shortly after we got going, and I think I posted something onto Facebook, which listed a lot of, if you look under my name, you'll see it there. I had a lot of great guests on, and we continue to do so. We're still marching on. But it just reminded me, because early on that first year, which was a pivotal and critical part, and I go back and I listen to the show, and it's like, it's such and such a morning, and it's such a great chronicle of where we were as a business, where we were as individuals, who co-hosted at the time, things that were happening in the world. It is incredible to listen back. I cannot encourage you guys enough to do so. You'll grow. So do take a listen. And the reason that I had dialed it all back, Nicole Marie, and to our incredible fans out there, is that I had heard yesterday that a gentleman who was a guest on our show, had passed away. And I wanted to just take a moment and talk a little bit about, his name, again, Reggie Wells. Reggie, who I remember doing the interview with Reggie. I remember chatting with him and following his career. It's pretty difficult not to know who he is. Especially if you watch the Oprah Winfrey Show. And early on, and Reggie used to be on so many of Oprah's shows. Every other day he was on her show. All the time. And Reggie totally was responsible for transforming Oprah's look. Not Reggie and other people. Reggie.
Just him.
Oprah's makeup was flawless. On point. He changed. She didn't look like that when she first started on the show. Let me just mind you, we're gonna keep it real here.
Exactly.
And this is not me. I'm telling you firsthand.
No, this is the truth.
This is the truth. And when that man finished with her face, that was it. Oprah took off, and she knew this. That's why Reggie was on all the time. When I had a chance to chat with Reggie, who was the sweetest, kindest man, one of my most memorable interviews ever on in the almost three decades of this broadcast. And he was just incredible. No big chip on your shoulder, or no big, big head
ego
kind of thing going
anything,
on.
Right.
Just no, none of that. And he had received kind of like an Emmy Award for that, for makeup on TV, before it was kind of officially that that's what they would be doing as the category. So it was early on with all of that. But he was the best. He was the best. And that's what I love about this broadcast. And what we are doing. We've been around so long with the Hair Radio. We've chatted with just about everybody.
So true.
And this is not, I'm just blown away
that
so many
our broadcast has turned into such an institution.
Right.
It's an institution, whether you know it or not. And so I just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge this man's life on our show.
Wonderful work.
And again,
wonderful legacy,
what incredible work. You can hear that interview when you listen back to our classic shows, and we'll also try to get it on as well. And we'll be covering a little bit more of Reggie's life next week. We're going to do a special tribute show to Reggie, which Reggie inspired me to incorporate Tamethia Smart, who was doing our makeup on the show.
Okay.
We really, over the years, have always kept this part, a segment alive, and essentially based on this contribution and starting it all off again back in 2010. We were in the teens when we created the morning edition. So, I just wanted to say thank you to Mr. Reggie Wells. And again, you can Google him. It takes 2 seconds. And Nicole, so I don't know if you had heard of Reggie, but I remember him well.
Yes, I definitely do. I do remember seeing him on Oprah's show. Yes, definitely remember. I mean,
he was on all the time.
Yes, he was. How could you miss him? Yes. How could you miss him?
Yeah, exactly.
I remember.
If you watched that show, you knew Reggie. She talked about Reggie every day.
Yes.
She really did. And so we were grateful here on the Hair Radio Morning Show to bring him to our fans and, just like so many others. And I also, I also want to take a quick moment to do a little bit of more of a memoriam. Another wonderful, wonderful gentleman, David Babai, who was an incredible hairstylist to the star.
Yeah.
And again, he was the quintessential celebrity hairstylist. Say your best friend, Goldie Hawn's daughter and, all these famous people. And I mean, he's worked on everybody from Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. He truly was the top. He was the best. I didn't know of any. You can Google him, David Babai. I never knew of anybody who had worked with that caliber of celebrities and award shows as we are about to get into the award season. So I just wanted to take a moment. These are fellas who came on our show early on. They were already very well established folks who had traveled the world, and we really incorporated them a lot on our broadcast and talked about their success. And it helped to launch us as a morning version. So they had a bit to do with our success here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So just wanted to take a moment kind of say thank you. Job well done.
Yes, thank you, thank you.
Job well done.
Love
it. Nicole Marie, I have to take a moment also to say how great it is to have you with us in this mid-show. Have you been, have a chance to? Anything inspire you this morning? We're asking
Yes. First of all, I love the music. I always love the music. But I also love talk about safety. And that kind of resonated with me because my husband is law enforcement, and a lot of the things that you talk about are key. You know, there's certain things you always are aware. Don't be paranoid, but be aware. Don't have your nose into your phone and not aware of what's going on around you. You know, when we go out somewhere, you never have your, when you go in a restaurant or somewhere, you never have your back towards the door.
You're always watching and looking.
Yes.
And just
yes.
being aware of who
I remember we were all out to dinner when you guys came, and I remember Mr. Luther's, he was facing the door. It was not his. No,
he's
back to the door.
I
had my back to the door. You know, I was so unaware. You know, but I learned. And we one day we'll have to, you just tell him, I said, to get on our show one day and give us some of those incredible tips that I know he has, okay? That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, let me tell you, Nicole Marie, this is a talk that is, and by the way, I want to shout out Michael, who helped to talk on the phone on that piece. Just outstanding job. And this is his big realm. So we're going to chat with him a little bit more about that in just a bit. He'll be on about 7:25 this morning and kind of go through all of this with us as well, 7:22, something like that. And I'm just real excited about it. I really am. Yeah, really good stuff. That's what this show is all about. You know, we are reaching in.
That's true.
We really are. We, you know, I love it. I listen to the show and I said, wow. It's information. It's a beautiful balance. And it's a walk that we take day where we blend it with real talk, with music, with things that matter.
That's it.
That matter.
That's it. It's real life. You know, things are going on. And
it's real life.
You have to be aware.
Real. Yes. Not, you know, I turn on the television and again, oh boy, what
on
earth are they thinking?
There's so
much. But here's
much
the thing. Cable TV, you know, the channels that you pay for and the streaming services and all that, they have expanded a lot of their programming to include a lot more people of color.
Exactly.
Here's the issue that I have. The broadcast TV networks, okay, you guys know the legacy. Remember way back for the real old folks like me, we used to have maybe 3 main channels. Okay, those were those are like the real top broadcasters, those 3 stations that were really out there. So these are big. To this moment, and particularly, I'm calling out one in particular. I'm not going to name which network it is. But I look and I said, they have one black show, one show that features a predominantly black cast. But there is no show that has an entire black cast on their network. And there's only that one show. Now, on their streaming network, which is what they charge you to watch, they use a lot of black shows. When television networks kind of launch, what they do, they then tend to focus on the African-American community to build their networks. You guys know this. If you think back, whenever these networks launch, they always feature African-Americans to start, to speak. And then they dissolve those shows, and you don't see that kind of programming anymore. And so I look and show, you know, networks that had great shows like The Jeffersons, you know, What's Happening, a lot for the fellow who was on our show.
All those shows.
Good Times, exactly. And again, you know, I don't understand how they could put shows and things on, totally not supporting the folks, and just ignore us like we don't even exist. One show and again is not even an entire cast. I don't understand how folks can be, you know, to me, and again, my words, they got to do a better job. Let me keep it there.
You better.
So listen, and again, this is why we have, just to tie it all up with a bow, this is why the Hair Radio Morning Show is here.
Exactly.
And that's what it's all about, you know, which leads us to talk about something called H-O to the P to the E.
That's
and,
it. Always hope.
Yeah, each
each day we're looking, you know, we're thinking, I take this show apart and put it back together each morning or in each afternoon, each evening. And everything from what we'll talk about, what we'll chat about, to our playlist. As you pointed out, our music playlist, we came in this morning with Optimistic by Sounds of Blackness and also Evelyn King. I mean, if Evelyn King can't get you been grooving in the morning, I don't know
That's
what
right.
can. That song
Evelyn
for good grief. yes, I just love her. And do what we have on the way with, of course, you guys remember Lauryn Hill. And we've been kind of playing some of her music in recent times as well. So really good stuff on the way as well, like I said, and just so much to get to, so much to unpack this morning still on the show.
So much.
But again, it's always a lot going on, and we're grateful for that, you know. So
yeah,
wanted
grateful.
To talk a little bit again about, well, thank you, Nicole Marie. Well, you're part of that success.
Well,
you and Michael Hoffman.
I love it.
Yes. So that's what the show is about, and I'm grateful that we're a team here. The hope
exactly.
of the day. I
hope
just love
day.
It. And, yes, time for the inspiration that we need, that shot in the arm. Let's take a moment to listen to your wonderful
Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hopes.
All right. High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. Nicole Marie, what is the hope for today?
The hope for today is lose the distractions. It may seem counterintuitive in the digital age, but our world discourages connection, and it militates against mental stimulation distracts. Fight the distractions and promote your creativity. Back to you, Carrie.
Oh, I love that, Nicole Marie. Lose the distractions.
Lose the distractions.
Oh, boy. I don't think Patrick could have said it any better than that. and I really, no, I really mean it. These days where that's all you are faced with, and there are so many, you know, studies and things being done at this point to see what kind of effects just being so digitalized from the
right.
time we wake up in the morning to the time we go to sleep. And let me tell you something, if it's 100% man-made, I don't know if that's always the best for us, okay? So listen, I love what Patrick has to say. Lose the distractions.
Lose the distractions.
Lose
Definitely.
The distraction. It gets no better words than that to me. So I just love that. And again, it encourages your creativity because if you are not going to be doing things digitally, it means it's more manually done. And again,
exactly.
man, short for the word hand. So I love that. So thank you for that, Nicole Marie. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Now, what about yourself? What comes to mind with you in terms of, you know, unleashing creativity and pushing aside the distractions? Are you good at that, leaving those distractions aside?
I am. I mean, I have to do, you know, there are some times when I do have to focus on doing things using, you know, in the digital age, as Patrick says. But a lot of times I like to write. I like to journal. So during that quiet time, I do kind of get away and focus and promote my own creativity. I'm a thinker, so I like to sit down and think things out. I like to process things. But one I love this because I think right now in this digital age, like for this generation coming along now, they don't know life without cell phones, laptops, all this digital stuff that we have. They don't know because they haven't experienced life without it. And so I think that's something that in the future is definitely, and even right now, that is hurting us because they don't know how to entertain themselves. They're not really creatively thinking because everything is right there at their fingertips. So that's something that I believe that is a problem. So,
well, speaking, yes, well, we're going to see if we can get Hopkins, Michael Hopkins, the host of the Vet Talk radio show, our colleague and on-air personality right here, along with Nicole Marie and myself. Michael comes to us out of Spotsylvania, Virginia. And as I mentioned, he definitely hosts the VTR show on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, but a big part of our broadcast. And I'm hoping, let's ask him about being distracted and what his thoughts on hope of the day, current day. Michael Hopkins, again, good morning.
Hello,
we've been
Michael.
Listening to you in the
Happy
first hour.
Good morning, good morning,
so,
Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie.
Yes.
Wow. What Nicole Marie was saying sort of reminds me of way back when, before we had all of this stuff. Kids would entertain themselves during Christmas with a box that the gift came in, if it was a toy. Nowadays, all the electronic gizmos and things. I mean, it's great. Yeah, we can Google stuff and, find it real quick. That's great. But it's like Nicole Marie said, the thought process. And I know she sees that in the classroom where you have a lot of these kids that the thinking process is just not there because we're so dependent upon electronic gizmo, and all of us go through this. You know, the reality of the thing is all of us go through it. But the other reality is we sometimes have to put these things down. I mean, I go through it. All of us go through it. But at some point in time, that creativity, that other brain that we have, we have to learn how to use that other brain. And when you stop using that other brain, you're going to have a problem. Because when it's time to think your way out of something or to think your way into something, you won't be able to do it because it's, oh my God, I got to look at my phone to figure out what to do. Really? Back to you guys.
Wow.
Well,
listen,
thank you, Mike.
And great, good job with that. I think this is something that we're going to continue this conversation and really, really get into this, especially in the next hour, in our spotlight hour. Again, let me just tell you, we got so much positive feedback on this coverage during our live chat yesterday as well.
Right.
With the different topics and things.
Awesome.
So we'll get more into that.
Great.
Yeah, in the third hour. I'm real happy about that. And I have some updates again. You know, we'll talk a little bit more. I don't know if you guys saw about the plane. We'll talk more about that with the door thing popping off up in the air. We'll go into all those.
Oh,
and
yeah,
we have a few more little updates and things that we'll delve into. Yeah.
That is
There's
a big wow.
There's always something to talk about here. Yeah,
that's
always
a big
something here on the Hair Radio Morning Show to talk about. So we will do just that. But now, Nicole Marie, I just want to say thank you. Great job on Hope of the Day. Michael Hopkins, we'll have more with you in just a bit. It's time for our music break. And again, from our playlist, Miss Lauryn Hill. Stay with us.
Yo, remember back on the Bully when cats used to harmonize like...
Yo,
yo, my
men and my women, don't forget about the dean. This is not the most the king, yo. About a thing, yeah.
Feel
yo,
real good with your hands in the air. And let you shout in the atmosphere.
Looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to bend your man? You act like you and him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gon' pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck, then you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gon' tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass. Thinking it's a friend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gem, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum. Niggas, are you still defending them now? Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails up out Korean. Come again. And his Tims and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who that you spend, Papa Yang.
Like you got yang.
Let's not pretend. The one that packed pissed out by the waistman, crushed out by the casement. Still the name of his basement. The pretty basement, claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. In the face in court case when the child's support late. Money taking, heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate me. The sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the demon. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again. Yo, yo, come again. The red train come again. And the red train come again.
Intelligent women in here, man.
Do you think you're too young to really love somebody?
No.
I say it for me. I'm an adult. I say, wait, you're too young to be in love. This is silly. You're infatuated with him. He got nice jeans. He wear fancy Adidas. I mean, it might be something. I don't know.
Bad. It's a difference from loving somebody and being in love with somebody.
Well, you tell me.
Okay.
What's the difference?
Okay, Dan. You can love anybody. Like this, you taking
that person for what he or she is, no matter what he or she looks like, or no matter what he or she do.
You might
stop
being in love
with them,
but you
is
not
gonna
stop loving that person. Maybe sometimes
they've
never been loved before.
Yeah,
they've never been in love before. They don't know what the feeling is to be loved.
She for what?
did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Hines. This is Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
All right. Hey, hey, hey. Keisha McAllister,
hey,
good morning again. Good morning.
Good
How
morning,
are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. We are just fantastic. Want to shout out to all of our amazing Hair Radio Morning Show fans. Afrolock Magazine, Afrolock Podcast, our amazing, incredible Hair Radio online community, the Vet Talk Radio Show fans, my own local community here right in New York City. I want to say thank you to everybody for tuning in. It's just great to always, always check in with Ms. Keisha McAllister all the way from California. So listen, good morning, Ms. Hairstylist of the day. How I want to talk a little bit about how the industry's coming along. I want to kind of bring folks up to speed on the hair and beauty industry. You know, we got to talk about hair and beauty here on the broadcast. So let's lead on in with Keisha McAllister. Now, you are a licensed cosmetologist. You are an entrepreneur, and I say preneur. We all do. Let's kind of lead on in with that. Where do you kind of see the industry? I know you've been in it for a while. So where have you noticed any shift in things? Because I kind of have here on the East Coast. But what about you? What would you like to say to that this morning?
Well, I think there is a shift, but I think it goes coast to coast. California just recently had Governor Newsom sign that bill into place where there's no discrimination for hair. And so that's black
the
women and women of color here.
I think
that's correct. So I see here in California, you see a lot more women wearing their hair more natural in more natural styles now, feeling the freedom to do so. But I'm also seeing the younger women who were natural basically for these last 15 years or so walking into relaxed situations. So everybody's trying something different, and we're starting to see people going back to finger waves and roller sets and things like that. They're going back to finger waves and things like that. So I think it's just kind of going full circle. People are trying things. They're also trying to stay safe as they do try things with their hair. But we all know that the at-home stylist will make a mistake or two and have to come sit in our chair eventually. So
that's another thing where the at-home stylist, they weren't all that prevalent. Or maybe they were, but it was not something that we kind of talked about a whole lot. It really wasn't so much years ago. Now it's that the DIYers have just thrust everybody right front and center. And so that's what I think has kind of contributed to this big wave of change for my mouth anyway, about the industry. So
I don't know.
They've always been there. I think it's YouTube and COVID really changed the game, where they're kind of stepping out of the closet, so to speak, or the kitchen, to speak.
Exactly.
But no, they've always been there. They've always been there.
Wow. Well, I have to just tell you, Keisha McAllister, it is always a pleasure to chat with you right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Yeah. So now I have to first, I want to turn a little bit to Afro Lock Magazine. gotta get this on out there. We are so proud to just really bring everybody up to speed on what's happening. Everybody know we've been working very hard on Afro Lock.
Right.
And, you know, people have been looking at the beautiful photos and the graphics that we have laid out on behalf of Afro Lock. Let me just bring everybody, for you guys who are just tuning in or you're just hearing of Afro Lock today, let me first spell it for you. It's A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K.
Yes.
So it's afrolock.com.
Lock it in.
Or you could go to afrolockmagazine.com, whichever way is totally your call. And what that does, it brings you to our beautiful website, which talks about the benefit of Afro Lock Magazine. So you may see things about hair and beauty that will be coming up in the next issue.
Yes.
You may see some special topics that we'll be talking about. You may have your own topic that you want to contribute to, and you'll be able to do that all at our website. Again, afrolock.com or afrolockmagazine.com. So what I'm loving about this, Keisha, now my guest today again is Keisha McAllister, longtime Hair Radio Morning Show contributor. Now, Afro Lock Magazine, one of our top hairstylists, who you'll be able to read about each month, Right Magazine. So we're so, so excited to be chatting with you. Is that not something, Keisha? Your world has just expanded.
For real.
Yes. I'm like, wow. You never knew this was coming.
Never knew it.
You knew.
Just trying to hang on.
And, well, you know what? This is the thing. When a lot of folks have said, well, Carrie, you know what? I thought this was just going to be a little interview or something like that, and you just changed my whole world with everything that you're doing. And that is the best thing, that I take that as such high praise. Because you never know. Like, a lot of hairstylists are always, I want to get from behind the chair. I want to get from behind the chair, behind the chair, behind. That's all I hear. So I get it, and I understand it. And it's not that the hairstylists I've chatted with don't love what they do. They do. But they're just looking to build upon that and see where it takes them. And do you feel that way? And what do you have to say about that, Keisha?
You know, up until doing that first spot, I was actually very comfortable behind the chair. I love doing what I do. It actually brings me joy. But my body is saying, it's time to move forward.
Hold it up.
You have to, you've got to. It's time to move forward. And I know you're comfortable here, but no, there's more. So I'm excited about more, and thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Well, listen, this is just the beginning. It is, and what you're doing is inspiring hairstylists and barbers, the hair community for that much, from coast to coast. So please don't ever forget that. And I don't want to kind of make you feel nervous there, but you're talking to folks literally all over the world. And we've got the receipt. You're talking
everybody.
To our folks. Yes, because we have amazing fans who are over in Nigeria. We have amazing fans that we don't forget about who are in Ghana. We have amazing fans down in Australia, shouting out Catherine Rondebell, who's a dear friend as well. We're shouting out friends in Europe, in the UK, And all over. And me, before I could, obviously, you know, before I got in the hair business, I had already traveled through the airlines. So I've been to a lot of these places. And hair and beauty just takes on, it has its own literal life, so to speak. And so, you know, folks always say, well, why did you create it? Well, this is why I created this. And to make a platform that's home to folks like Keisha McAllister, the original Lavender Beauty Lady, all the way from California. So we just love it.
In the house.
So now, yes, exactly. So I just want to say we've also had some fun. We've done the Ask a Hairstylist, which we are, I'm like thinking, okay, we've got to figure out what we're going to be doing each month for AfroLock Magazine. But I have to say, we've got to have you front and center. So we're looking forward to it and continuing with your brand. Now, what advice? We've got to ask you this, Keisha. What advice do you give to the young hairstylists, the folks who are just starting their career in the industry? What advice would you share?
Well, I'd probably say a few things. First, I remember my grandmother, who was a retired hairstylist, telling me that there was no retirement in hairdressing. And I didn't take heed or even pick that apart as to saying, I need to develop a retirement plan if I'm going to do this. Because here I am dealing with some health issues here and there, and a retirement plan in place would have been perfect at this time. So I would encourage them to create a way of escape if they have to, and prepare for either sickness or retirement or early retirement, and have a plan B, you know, have a plan B and C, even in this business, where you can rest your body or not work so hard or maybe just work projects and join teams, but learn how to be congenial, learn how to be cordial, learn how to be professional on set, behind the scenes, behind the chair. It is so important. That's how you get people to trust you, whether you're doing their hair or they want you on a style team. It's very important to learn how to talk to people. So learn how to talk to people and get a retirement plan.
Wow. Well, I think that is sage advice. It really is. It is sage advice. And I have to tell you, I have long wanted to do this, and it's been something that's been on my heart for many years. And that is to help hairstylists. Wherever you are on the spectrum of hair, you know, Hair Radio More, the Hair Radio Show, the Hair Radio Morning Show, all of what we do, AfroLock, AfroLock Magazine, everything that we're doing, we are in the middle. We want everybody, wherever you are along the spectrum of hair and beauty care, we want you here. This is about conversations that benefit everybody. So along with what you said, I have long been a supporter of this. I've been an advocate for retirement talk and retirement things that we can do to help folks who spent their entire lives working in the hair and beauty industry. So this is just something that I want to do. I really do. I want to make sure that we continue, and I will. I will be working towards this whole idea that can benefit folks, that we have to. You know, when I started, it was more so folks were thinking about it, oh, it's a cash business, and nobody takes it seriously, this and that, and all kind of stuff I heard. And but I stayed true because the folks that I had met, Keisha, they gave me the best impression that is still with me today. And so I love hairstylists and beauty folks in the hair industry. Anytime I've been in it for many decades, I'm not even going to say now anymore. It's so long. Makes me sound real old. So, want to say, well, I just really have to say thank you. I have to thank you. I have to thank all the folks like you. I've got to thank everybody who has taken a moment to make this moment possible. And we're just getting started. We're just getting started. So, yes, so we're on our way. And again, folks, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, we have to say welcome to everybody because we have a plethora of fans from every single aspect of everything that we're doing. And so it used to just be the Hair Radio Show. But now we got everybody here. So real excited. In fact, even our Afrolock podcast, we are going to be doing that. That's launching as well. We've been just working on so many amazing things, and we're so excited that everything is coming to fruition. Now, as far as the, you know how you help so much, Keisha McAllister, with the Ask a Hairstylist. Those segments will be on. You can catch them broadcasting anytime, so you don't want to miss that. You want to kind of listen out for that. Now, on the magazine, what would you like to say to all the folks out there right now listening to you, Ms. Keisha McAllister, about Afrolock Magazine and what you think it's going to mean to you and what does it mean to you?
Well, I think for me, Afrolock Magazine means culture. As a people, we're leaders in the game no matter what. We're being copied, we're being and ridiculed at the same time. But what I think it means is that we get to celebrate our different looks even when they've been attacked. And we get to explain our culture, even to ourselves, because a lot of us are not tuned in to who we are as a people. So I do believe that Afrolock is going to bring our culture to the forefront again by us in a new decade. You know, I grew up on Essence and Ebony and, you know, Jet Magazine. So I got to see and Upscale, right, and Upscale Magazine as well. And I got to see us celebrated or us placed in magazines in different ways. And it was awesome then. So it's nice. It's an awesome opportunity for this generation to be locked in or to be hooked in to who we are as a people, and maybe it will help them develop their own personalities or their own persona within our culture. So, yeah, I'm excited about Afrolock Magazine. Super excited.
Wow. Keisha McAllister, it gets no better than that. Known hairstylist. And yeah, and one of our firebrands that we connect with right here on the broadcast. Well, listen, what's next for you, Keisha McAllister? What would you like to see out there happen? What's next?
What's next? Well, I am going to be educating myself a little bit more. There's some things I need to tighten up, and I think as hairstylists, we need to admit that there are some areas that we could be better, or even places that we've been avoiding.
You want to say that for everybody. You really do. But I know what you mean for the hairstylist in particular. Now, how do you go about that? Because I love what you just said, and I'm so glad you mentioned it, because I have a ton of hairstylist friends and barbers and all this kind of thing going on. Of course, we're the Hair Radio Morning Show. But what I've always learned is that they go and get their knowledge and things off of YouTube University or
or, you know, Instagram, beauty school. So that's the thing. Hairstylists want to keep learning. Everybody should keep learning. All the entrepreneurs mm-hmm. out there, all the business folks, everybody tuned in. Continue mm-hmm. to grow what you know. Okay, I'm going to have to trademark that. Grow what you know. You want to continue to do that. And I think that you can do that. We're kind of playing a role in that here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, because I remember when the broadcast started, the hairstylist that, you know, and it's not a secret. When I created the Hair Radio Show back in 1995, it was designed only to give hair tips. So I had four stylists, which, you know, this, Keisha, I didn't even host the original broadcast that I created. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I had four hair people. I had a barber, two natural hair people, and a cosmetologist out of Jersey. And those okay. four hosted the show. I produced it, but they hosted the show. And they were wonderful. I love them all. We shout them out wherever they are in this world. We love them. They got us off the ground in a beautiful way. It was the first that anyone ever heard of hair and beauty talk on radio. And so they were wonderful. And the only reason I took it over from them and became host myself is because they logistically, back then, trying to get folks from all the different places together, we had to all be in the same room back then. That's how long ago it was to produce the show. But I say all of that to say that the industry, I mean, this is where you get the knowledge. And they used to tune into the show, kind of like hiding that they were tuning in. Because, again, I made the show just for, you know, the clients, if you will, the community, to just get tips each week. That's all it was supposed to be about. And come to find out, the hairstylists literally took the show over. They took the show over, literally, and tuned in and became – and so we had to start kind of talking to the pro side of things as well. And that's always been a tricky walk, but we've done it beautifully. And so I thank you as well. And all the hairstylists out there who have helped to make us a success, and vice versa. So, Keisha McAllister, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, you got it. All right. On that note, we'll see you back here with another installment with Ms. Keisha McAllister. And I love all of the hair talk. I really do. Okay. Stay with us, folks. We have got a lot more to get through this morning on the broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back.
peace. No mistress, no trophy you put on your shelf. Please don't mistake her. She's more than a plaything you buy with your wealth. You better respect her. Same way that you want respect for yourself and for the
that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
We're back live. It is our spotlight hours, a little after 8 o'clock Eastern Time, as we broadcast again in our third hour. It's Thursday morning, January 11th of 2024, and we have been just throwing it back with some of the songs you just heard from the incredible Chaka Khan. That was one of her latest records that she had called Woman Like Me. She did a great job with it. Want to bring back to the line my co-star, Mr. Michael Hopkins. You guys know him well. He's with us throughout the broadcast. And just been kind of a touching base. I want to kind of get into a little bit this morning with Michael about Vet Talk Radio. You guys know he's the host of the Vet Talk Radio show. He comes to us out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia.
And Michael, again, good morning. It's great to have you with us. Need to talk about that talk this morning. So I'm ready to get into it. How about yourself?
Oh, very much so. Oh, yes, very much so.
Okay. So, Michael, what can you tell us? Let's say for the listeners, we're going to toss it back a little bit. For the folks who may have never heard about Vet Talk Radio Show, what would you want them to know about your Tuesday morning broadcast?
Wow, Carrie. The Tuesday morning broadcast here on, yes, Vet Talk Radio. Well, Vet Talk Radio is a format that we have here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we basically talk about veterans issues, the claims process, filing for claims. We cover a whole lot, and you don't have to be a veteran to be involved with this, to listen to this. That's what I love about Vet Talk Radio. It's very informative. There's so many veterans out there that need help with the claims, with issues that they have. And that's what we do here at Vet Talk Radio Show.
Well, now, Michael, to delve into it just a little bit, this is tied to, for the disabled veterans, this is tied to claims compensation. So there's a great deal of importance that, to me, that your show represents and helps them with, you know, being able to have a better quality of life. So that's why it's important to have successful claim, you know, outcomes. And I think that you do a great job as an accredited
very
claim
much
agent
so.
To make that happen. Yeah.
Very much so.
So give us some, some of the wonderful topics I think that I know that you've been talking with in recent days. Of course, tinnitus and hearing loss. That's one of my favorites. I think we ran that yesterday on the show. You know, things like that, Michael, are important for the veterans to hear, literally.
Very
so what
much
else
so.
Can you tell us? Any other topics that come to mind?
Well, Carrie, one of my favorite topics that we've talked about individual unemployability, we've talked about primary and secondary claims. We've talked about issues like that veterans need to know because when, as you so eloquently put it, this is a life-changing thing for a veteran. It's life-changing, not only monetarily, Carrie Hines, but it's uplifting mentally because you have another outlet now. You have another income source that you can use, and it's nothing like having another income source. Right. Everybody.
Let's be clear on
right.
that. Yeah. This
right.
is, you
so.
Know, I call it another revenue resource, another stream.
Right.
That
another
can
stream.
Aid with your, right. That because, you know, you got to remember something. There, you know, as a veteran, and you, Michael, being a disabled veteran as well, you guys are super aware that you might need a little bit extra compensation to help you with what you have to cope with.
Very
day.
Much so, Karen.
And, you know, right? And I always check
very
in with you,
so.
Michael, what's going on today? What are some of the things that you'll be working on with the veterans? What are some of the things you'll be doing? I talk to you just about every day on things that you're looking to accomplish. And you know, that's just a part of what you're doing on your broadcast.
Very
so I love
so.
That, that this is something that we deliver. And we just kind of created that morning aspect too, that Vet Talk in the mornings, you know, Vet Talk mornings right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, meaning
right.
that we, even though it's the Hair Radio Morning Show, we want to remind you we're hair, beauty, and community.
Yes.
And your vet talk, your veterans' help with claims and compensation is, you know, about, it's that
community connection for the broadcast and for the network.
Very
so thank
much
you, Michael
so,
Hopkins.
Carrie.
I just want to get all that out.
Right.
So,
very
what are you
much
going to say
so,
on that,
Carrie.
Michael?
Very much so, Carrie. It means a lot to veterans to feel like they're part of a community. It means a lot to veterans because
yeah.
a lot of times, unfortunately, what happens, Carrie Hines, in the civilian world, a lot of civilians don't really understand the veteran experience, that military experience. And a lot of civilians, as we call them, as military people, they don't understand veterans. And one of the aims of what we do here on the show is to bridge that gap, is to show that, you know, we're just like everybody else. We may have some other things going on in our lives, but we're just like everybody else. And that's what
well,
I love
Michael,
about...
I'm yes. going to disagree with you. Because I don't think that... I'm going to just go ahead and say it. I don't think that the veterans are like everybody else. I think the veterans are a representative of what's the best of the people. Because you have made an unselfish decision to support this country, to represent its freedom, and to just be the extraordinary people that you are. So no, that's not everybody, because not everybody is a veteran.
Well, that's true too, Carrie. That's true.
Okay.
Because it's a
so
small
I'm
percentage.
To you that way.
Yeah, it's a
yeah.
small percentage of people that have done exactly what you said, that they rose their right hand and, you know, they defend this country and,
exactly.
you know, all that good stuff. It's only a certain percentage, if I remember correctly, it's about 1% to 2% of the whole population that have done that. And you are right
well,
that, yeah, we've done some extraordinary things.
Some
we
extraordinary
really have.
Things. And continue
right.
to do so. And not just that, but as a veteran, you're no longer necessarily in that day-to-day part of that in terms of
right.
your commitment to the, you know, doing the service, but still represent all that you've always represented. And a lot of veterans like yourself, Michael, you're doing not just your wonderful claims talk and inspiring folks all throughout the world. I mean, literally, who listen to this broadcast,
very
they
much
know
so.
Who you are.
Very
and
much
so,
Carrie.
This is it's huge what you're doing. I don't ever want you to, you know, I want to keep that front and center, Michael. Just remember that you're doing something extraordinary, and we support you here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We support you throughout the Vet Talk Radio episodes. And we're just getting started. We are just
very
getting
much
started.
So. Very much
yeah.
so.
So I thank you, Michael. And listen, we're gonna be talking with you in just a little bit more about that. But first, I wanted to also just, you know, if you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to the all new Hair Radio Morning Show. I guess I don't know if I should still keep calling it all new. I mean, we've had the morning version this version that you're hearing since January of 2015. So we may not be all that new. We're coming up
yeah.
9 years now that we've been
yeah.
broadcasting it. So we probably could drop the new. But yeah, today is Thursday, January 11th of 2024. We're live in case you haven't figured that out. Again, it's a great, great day here. It's our broadcast show number 938, Mr. Michael Hopkins. Show number 938, if you are keeping track along with us, as we march towards 1,000 shows. Again, the longest running hair and beauty radio talk show in the history of broadcasting. Let that sink in.
Oh,
so,
very much
really
so.
Good stuff, Michael. Yeah, and I just want to say thank you because we wouldn't be here without you. Our incredible fans who have just help to inspire us. You talked, you know, Nicole Marie in the middle hour was talking about inspiring us each morning with Hope of the Day. And she, you know, has shared so much to help get you guys going. Well, here's the thing. You guys have inspired us with your commitment to our broadcast and all the folks who passed through our doors. As we said, over 3,000 interviews, interviews with celebrities, and being a part of the news cycle. You know, I was just chatting with, we're working behind the scenes, even right now, to get an update from the Gorilla Glue Girl herself. Dr. Obing, her doctor, was on our show. We've had him on our broadcast a couple times. But I'm keeping my fingers crossed. We're working on the actual young lady, Miss Tessica Brown, to come to our broadcast. So I'm going to we'll hear back in a couple days. We're working on it right now. So so she's considering coming to the broadcast.
Yes.
So we'll so we know who we are.
Yes, that'd be fantastic.
This is the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yes, it is. And if they haven't been here,
right?
And as we say, Carrie, you haven't made it until you get to you wear. The Hair Radio Morning Show, right? You have not
been. Hair Radio Morning Show.
That's
right.
Right.
And so I'm excited. Speaking of which, and folks who've made it to our broadcast, again, we have on Facebook, I've put up with this wonderful display from our early days here. So that was about 2015, 2016, on a lot of the celebrity guests who passed through our doors. And I wanted to kind of just talk a little bit about that. If you have not seen it, you can find it on Facebook under my name, Carrie Hines. I'll send it over to the Hair Radio Morning Show and the How to Get Rich book group pages as well. But I wanted to take a moment to acknowledge this because some folks were like, well, Carrie, who is who? We don't know who the people are. They recognize some. Was there anybody that you recognized on here, Michael Hopkins? Again, this is where I put big thank you for the early years. It's the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll soon be celebrating 1,000 episodes of this live broadcast. And we featured, again, well over 3,000 interviews and counting. I featured a few guests who were on during the early days of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, again, thank you for listening and talking. And there I listed about 9 or 10 of folks who were on during the early days that helped to kind of push us forward. So, Michael, anybody that noticed on here, let's see where we can figure out who were some of these folks that were on.
Carrie, I have to point out Dionne Warwick. I have to. And reason being,
award-winning.
And where did we just see her, Carrie, on TV? She was getting, she got the award.
Yes, she was the presidential honor. That's right.
Yes, and that was a wow. And locally, you know, Carrie, locally.
Well, Michael, before we get too far on that, I just wanted to mention, you're right. But there's a reason. There's a reason. And yes, I want you to finish your thought. But first, let me just say, she, you know, when she came on, just ginormous, and she's won Grammys, at least 4 or 5 Grammys, you know, as well. But getting that presidential award was just from President Biden was just incredible recently. So it was just on like a week or two ago. But Michael, what were you going to say?
Oh, and locally, one of the local colleges here had her, and if I remember correctly, they named part of the college.
Well, locally, where you are, Michael,
locally in the Washington D.C. area. Yeah, locally in the Washington D.C. area. Almost forgot. You know, but you know, Carrie, it's
a worldwide audience, Michael Hopkins.
Yeah,
we've got folks on in Ghana and Australia
and everywhere.
And the UK,
Exactly. Not to mention from coast to coast and the United States. So, yeah. But, yeah, Dionne, speaking of which, I had a chance to see Dionne. I saw her, the last time I saw her, I was down at Whitney. You guys know Dionne Warwick is Whitney Houston's cousin. And they named the street after Whitney's mother, Sissy Houston. And I had an opportunity to go to the street naming ceremony, and Dionne was there. So I saw Dionne. I saw all, I saw Whitney's brothers, of course, Sissy Houston. I saw so many singers who were there, Andre Crouch. Also, Lisa Fisher was there, and there was a host of folks there. So it was just an incredible performance. It was my first time ever being in New Hope Baptist Church. I had never been in the church where Whitney grew up, except for that. And it was just, I loved it. It was very, just incredible. And I was supposed to get there early that day and got there a little later than I had expected. So I'm dashing in, and I've never shared this, but yeah, I'm sitting in the back. Well, what are they, those long benches? Are those the pews?
Oh, the pews. Yeah, the pews.
Yeah, so I'm sitting in the last section there. And so this gentleman is sitting next to me. He's like, who is this? Is this, you know, obviously he looked like a driver. So I said, that's the incredible Sissy Houston. I said, have you heard of Whitney Houston? And he's like,
uh-oh.
Yes. I said, well, that's her mother. And he drove, and he happened to be her driver. But he was not aware, you know, he was not from the community, if you know what I mean. But he definitely, so I filled a bit. We just had the greatest conversation and had a chance. You know, they were walking. It was as if they were, that was their home. I mean, it literally was. So for me, Michael, having folks on the show has meant so much to us. I mean, these were not just, a lot of them were famous. Of course, they're famous people, and they've received awards and accolades. We were always a part of that here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Like I can, you know, I've chatted with everybody from Beyonce's dad, you know, who was on our show. So a lot of the stories and things and entertainment stories and news stories, it's a part of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're already a part of that.
Right.
Because we've chatted with so many people.
Very much so.
You know, quite often, yeah, when there was talk of Norman Lear, who created All in the Family and the Jeffersons. So we're tied to his legacy. We're tied to his legacy.
Very much so. Very much
when
so,
when I returned to radio, his writing partner, Eric Monte from Good Times, you see Eric Monte's name up there, Eric wished me, welcomed me back to radio. I've got the newspaper story that you guys can Google out there from the New York Daily News. We've made incredible strides on this broadcast, and it's
very
represented.
Much so.
So in those folks that you see there, one of the individuals along the top, and again, I'm looking at the display with the 12 of the celebrities who were early on and well-known folks who were early on the Hair Radio Morning Show, Michael. You'll see Cynthia, of course, who I just absolutely just loved her. So I still do. She's just incredible. She is a former model from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And she's just, at that time when she was on our show, she was married to Peter at that point. They've since divorced. I think she got married again. But, yeah, just really great superstars. Eric Nolan, who was on our show, he's the gentleman there wearing the white cap. Eric, now, Ham, I just love him, too, because he was on. And one of the singers from the group The Four Tops. How's that?
Wow.
Well, I've chatted with just about everybody.
Very much so.
Okay, from, yes, and next to Dion, of course, from All My Children. And again, we just lost David Soul, who was a TV star back in the classic days of the 70s and 80s with Starsky and Hutch, the original TV show. Well, I've got to say, Antonio Fargas, who was a co-star on that broadcast, not to mention All My Children and so many other things. He played Angie's dad on the TV show All My Children. He was, of course, in I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker, the movie, as you guys remember.
Oh, yeah,
but I love the conversation. Antonio, a super, super funny guy. And he was one of our early guests here on the show. Again, these are folks we've interviewed just about everybody who's tied to just about everybody.
Very much so,
Karen. For EY, the future, I love the young gentlemen, the three gentlemen they're pictured, the kids trio. Now they're young adults, you know, but at that time they were like teenagers on our show, and they had a song called Scoot Over. I'm going to have to play it for you one day, Michael. It's just, you know, it's a young hip-hop-ish beat, and it's really cool. Something I could see you just a jamming to.
Uh-oh, on top of my desk and everything, right?
Yeah. There you go. And also, speaking of newsmakers who are also on our show, we're going to talk about some of the news that they've made. Of course, Miss Cece Peniston is in the bottom left on this. Now, again, I'm looking at a display panel of superstars who were on our show. It's posted to Facebook in case you're wondering what we're chatting about. And, you know, folks have asked me who some of these individuals were. Most you can recognize, but there's some that I just wanted to shine the light on a little bit. Lenny Williams, superstar singer from the Tower of Power back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And, yes, Lenny is still out there, still singing. I remember when he was on our show, he had a record with then, Michael, what's the wonderful singer? She passed away, who you sing, the cleanup woman.
Oh, my goodness. Betty Wright.
So Lenny Williams, who had, when he was on our show, he tells the story. He tells me about working with the incredible Betty Wright, and who was just a superstar, of course. And I just love it. You know, so we've had these incredible conversations. Cece Peniston, and again, let me just go back on Cece Peniston in the bottom left on here, who was my first celebrity interview ever. And I just love Cece. She came to our office studio in Newark, New Jersey, where I used to have office space. And I think my good friend Ed told you a little bit about that, Michael. Do you remember that conversation?
Oh, very much so. You guys all around the microphone, all that good stuff. Wow.
We had one mic. And let me tell you, I will never forget being that lovely close to Miss Cece Peniston, believe you me. She was just awesome to be around. And so Cece, again, she came to that show. But the interview that I run on our current broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show, that is a different interview from our original conversation. But she is just so lovely. And I used to chat with her mom. She's from out in Arizona. And so just lovely, a lovely lady. And we just love her. And she's still out there. She's so many. These are superstars, folks. We have the best and the top. Okay? I remember when the fellow was on our show, Louis Martinet, who wrote four top 10 Billboard hits for the group Exposé that he created, and songs that I used to dance to and know very well, as like, you know, that you guys know as well. The Seasons Change with so many other wonderful songs.
Wow.
So I just love this. And, of course, Miss Melba Moore, you guys know she just recently received this, which is called On the Walk of Fame out in Los Angeles, out in Hollywood. So
They've got the stars. You can't miss it when you're if you've been out to California, you know what I'm talking about. But
right.
The Walk of the Stars, which I love. I used to live in L.A. and I used to go there all the time. Melba Moore received a star, and for you guys on the internet, she's been talking. Actually, Melba didn't do the talking, but Mr. Cat Williams. If you guys, unless you've been under a rock. Cat Williams
right.
has been talking about that he was asked in an interview where he paid $75,000 so Melba could receive that star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So I've chatted with Melba a couple times right here on our broadcast. When she's releasing music, she comes to the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we just got all the folks. And if that's not enough, speaking of folks in politics, remember with Dion receiving the wonderful presidential award just recently with the Kennedy Center Honors, which you guys saw recently on CBS. Well, we've also had, I remember, speaking of great memories on the show, I remember when the Obamas were in the White House, and we were on with, he's gone on to do such amazing things. He had a TV show as well. He was actually on television with one of our former guests right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, I called him, I'm like, well, you're on TV. His name is Johnny Wright. Now, Johnny's been on so many things. Like I said, he had his own show on VH1. He also was on Wendy Williams' show. He's been right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Johnny's Michelle Obama's stylist when she was in the White House. So I had a chance
to chat
with Johnny Wright. And yeah, well, you know what? Again, this is the Hair Radio Morning Show. So really great stuff. And I don't know if you guys, if you have not seen this, you really need to check it out. In the top left corner, you'll see the gentleman that we talked about Mitch's show. If you look closely, you'll see Oprah Winfrey in the background. And that's because in the fourth part of the picture, again, in the panel display where I have the 12 folks who were guests in the early years, one of those individuals just lost, like in the last couple of days. Again, he was on the Oprah Winfrey show for 30 years. Has been doing Oprah's makeup and, again, transformed Oprah Winfrey into the superstar look that we know that she has. And so I just love him so much. He was a really great guy. We're talking about Reggie Wells. Again, Reggie was on Oprah's show. If you ever watched Oprah Winfrey's show, she talked about Reggie every day. And Reggie was always on doing Oprah's makeup. And he's the one that created that iconic look that just took her. She didn't look like that when the show started. Let me just be the first
to
say. And Reggie came in. So Reggie came to our show right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. He was my guest. I had a chance to chat with him about his years on Oprah Winfrey's show. And I've got to go in. I got to go in our archives and dig up that interview because I want you guys to hear how lovely this man was. And, well, this is Kerry Hines, and this is the Hair Radio Morning Show, Michael.
This is quite true. This is quite true. Oh, yeah. Beautiful stuff, Kerry. I mean, beautiful stuff. Oh, yeah. Beautiful stuff.
Really, Michael?
Oh, yeah. No, I love it. I love it. You know, you're talking history, you know, connected to the connected. I mean, it's beautiful.
Thank you. I mean, you know, when I set out to start the Hair and Beauty Radio show, I remember back in 1995, like I said, trying to tell folks, at that time, there was no such thing as a podcast. There was nothing like that. We just had radio. And the radio that we had was called terrestrial radio, which was AM and FM radio. And I remember telling folks my vision that I wanted to do radio and talk about hair and beauty.
and they laughed. And I remember they said, no one's going to talk. What does that mean? Hair and radio? What? The guy from New York at that time, he used to write the radio section in the back of the New York Daily newspaper. And also they had the radio guy in the Star Ledger in North Jersey. But the one in New York, I remember he wrote something like hair is so esoteric. How is that going to work, you know, in terms of the hair radio show? He used to write about the different radio shows. And that was in the early days of the hair radio show. And then I remember, I said, boy, just imagine who in the world would have thought the very same newspaper would be dispatching a reporter and photographer to my home an article about me.
That was great.
So, yeah, so the same newspaper that the old reporter had said, you know, who would watch or who would tune in or be interested at that time, because Harris, again, so esoteric, and he was trying to say that it's so individual that you can't make it into a conversation that would be of interest. Well, I'm still here, and he's
very
long
much so.
Gone.
Very much so. There are no statues that have been erected for critics, is it?
Right, exactly. And I just want to say thank you to the fans, because we've been able to make such a huge difference. And
very
this
much
has
so.
Just been phenomenal. I remember something that I have not shared a lot about at all, but I want you guys to know. For my 10th anniversary, so this was way back, early 2000s, I think, for the 10th anniversary, I did something which was unusual and never, ever been done. And that was in New York and Los Angeles. They have a very, very upscale place. At that time, it was called the Museum of Television and Radio. Okay, I want you, if you need to Google this, do so. It was MTNR. And they would have this very ritzy celebrities and people coming in, TV stars and radio people, who, again, they had the same. They had one in New York and they had one in Los Angeles. On a whim, I don't know what got in me, but I called up the Museum of Television Radio, and I said, hey, guys, it's our 10th anniversary of Hair Radio. I said, I'd love to do something at your location. And they actually said yes. So here we go into Manhattan. And if you guys know Manhattan, very upscale and sophisticated. So we piled in there and did a special taping that they allowed me to come in and do a special taping for our 10th anniversary. And I'm going to have to get one of she and I, we're still friends to this day, Marilyn Bell, who she was the editor for one of the magazines I was working on. And so Marilyn was there. She'll tell you all of what I'm talking about in case you need to make some, I've got the receipts, as I tell everybody. So anyway, the Museum of Television and Radio, again, big deal, folks. And if you please Google it, I encourage you. Because it was huge, and we had a great time. Now, that Museum of Television and Radio, again, based in New York, they had one in New York, they had one in Los Angeles, they've gone on and changed the name. Now they are known as the Paley Center, P-A-L-E-Y, which was named after a famous broadcaster. So the Paley Center is what it is now. Again, that was our 10th anniversary. We've been around for about, going on 28 years or so. So that is incredible, just incredible. And I had such great memories. So these are things that, we're literally like an institution in the hair and beauty world. And to expand those efforts and energies out into the world of community
and to have been a fearless leader on issues that involve families and women and kids and African-American men and everything that we can do to make sure our message is clear and something that we want to hear. So that's what I wanted to share on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Michael, how do you feel about all that?
Hey, Carrie, it sounds super fantastic. It just shows you that perseverance pays. It shows you, that's what it shows me, is that, you know, you just got to keep it moving. No matter what, you have to keep it moving. And you've done such an excellent job of just sharing with the public. And the themes that you come up with, the shows that you come up with, Carrie, this is a legacy thing. You know, that's what I love about what we do here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's what I love about it.
Wow. Well, that sounds nice. It really does. And, yeah, thank you, Michael. I mean, we're just trying to do our best and just, you know, make sure that we have the right temperament with what's happening. And we, you know, we want to just support people. That's what this show is all about. It's just supporting everybody. And, you know, we're just doing our thing. So I can't,
Very much so.
Do anything. Yeah, Michael. So we're going to take just a little bit. I think we've been kind of doing just a lot of wonderful, inspirational talk today. And, Michael, before we go through our music break, anything you want to say about the things you've heard on today's broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Very much so. The set segment, when we're talking about safety, that was my favorite segment of the show today. Oh, get set. And it's so important, Carrie. It is so important. Paying attention to your surroundings, making sure that you understand certain things. And, you know, and it happens so fast. We had a couple of incidents down here in the D.C. area where things happen so fast. But I love that, and I'm looking forward to us just expanding on that. That's what I'm looking forward
to. Well, Get Set is this incredible program that we've ushered on in at Hair Radio, and I'm so proud of it. And we'll talk more about it as we kind of move along right here with so much this, like you said, so much this going on. Again, it's Thursday morning, January 11th. 2024, it's our show number 938. I'm going to take a little music break. I hope you remember this. We'll be right back. You stay with us.
Just do all the things we want to. time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Michael Hopkins, back live. Okay. It's Thursday morning, January 11th of 2024. So, yes, we've been doing it up this morning. We took a little bit of a music break with the group SOS. You guys remember them so well.
Back in the day.
So that was my favorite. Some time. Just a great show. And the 80s, I think. They were out there. And so, anyway, I just love today's broadcast. I really can't say enough to take a moment to talk about some of the incredible things that we've done. So we're real, real excited. And we're doing it up and just want you guys to know you're a big part of our team here. You're our family. We love that you guys tune in. Again, Michael, fans all over the world. And so got to shout out folks like Kathleen down in Australia, and Mawarin in Nigeria, and just so many other folks who just love this broadcast. And you get it. We share it right after 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock for Central Time Zone, folks. We share it out to everybody. So you can play it back as many times as you'd like and listen carefully, because there's some great stuff at the top of this broadcast in our first hour that you'll hear when you listen back to the show. So we share the recording in just a bit. And Michael, let me also say this while it's kind of in my mind. Tomorrow's broadcast, we have a special guest joining us live, so you don't want to miss that. It's something new and different, so you're going to enjoy that. And, you know, it's all about Hair Radio. First of all, Friday shows are off, as the kids say, off the chain. Whatever you want to call it. Who knows all the cool talk anymore? But Friday's versions of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So they are my favorite to do, and I can't wait. So it's going to be super exciting. Plus, we've got more on some of these conversations we've been having with Cat Williams' interview and some of the things that happened. I've got some updates for you. We'll do a little bit of that. I know I've got to get you on a little bit of an update on the airplane that lost the panel. You were talking about that. So we'll chat about that on tomorrow's broadcast as well. So much going on. That's good in the world, too. We've got a lot of hair and beauty talk for you. We're saving it up for tomorrow's broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we want you to tune in. You don't want to miss it. Again, the show kicks off 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. That's 5 to 8 for Central Time Zone earlier if you're out west. And so just so that you need to know that. And, Michael, yes, I'm real happy. And Vet Talk, you'll be on Tuesday as your next 30-minute broadcast, technically.
Very much
Am
so.
Am I right, Michael Hopkins?
Anything
you want to kind of share that folks might be able to look forward to on your next broadcast, Michael Hopkins?
Wow, Carrie. It's definitely going to be an exciting show. And the topic that we have coming up is always something that's going to touch some veteran out there, and even somebody who's not a veteran. So on Tuesday, if I was you and you were me, guess where I would be at? 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. Yes, sir.
Yeah, for the next installment, right, of the Vet Talk Radio Show. Yeah, you do. And, Michael, by the way, you're doing a great job. You've been around a part of Hair Radio and our network for several years now, several seasons of your broadcast. You have reached folks every corner of the planet with this broadcast. Michael, what was it like, if you can remember real quick, what was it like when you first broadcast on the show and folks told you that they heard your show?
because I know at first you can't believe that folks have people know who you are.
Right.
And that folks tune
right.
in. So what was that experience like? And do you still get kind of goosebumps when people say, oh, I heard your show. Great job.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, Carrie. It was kind of funny because in my veterans group that I go to on Friday, Veterans on Board, and a lot of the guys yeah. have been tuning in to the broadcast. And I never will forget the first time they tuned in. And I didn't really think that much of it. And the next thing I know, I had a bunch of guys coming to me in the, you know, at the break time at the meeting. They were, oh, wow, that was you on there? I mean, that was very informative. That was great. And they wanted to know. They said, well, is the guy that was on there with you, is he a veteran too? And, you know, it blew me away because I didn't realize the impact of what we were doing, Carrie. I didn't realize it. And it just took me completely by surprise. It blew me away. I said, oh, wow. It's been that way ever since. And like you said, there are veterans all over the world, and I get all kinds of, I get telephone calls and emails and text messages and Facebook message. I get all kinds of things from veterans. A lot of them are thanking me for explaining something that they had no idea about. And many of them, because now that I'm an accredited claims agent, or as you call it, an ACA, it has opened up so many doors for me to help more veterans. Every day, Carrie, every day I hear from a new veteran.
That's really what this is about. That's what
yes,
this is about,
is.
Michael. And,
yes,
you know,
is.
The Vet Talk Radio Show and Michael Hopkins, you're helping us to put the community into our broadcast. We love our veterans.
Very
we support
so.
Our veterans. We will always be here to speak and be advocates for everything that
yeah.
involves them.
Very
hey,
much. And
listen,
as I said,
Michael,
Carrie.
Thank you, Michael. Real excited
yeah.
about everything. It was just an outstanding show today. Tomorrow,
oh,
again,
yes,
special
was.
Guest. We want to remind you, if you have an interest, would like to be a guest, we'd love to have you on the show. We get to talk with you live throughout the world. And also,
right.
I want to remind you to advertise. We need you to advertise your business right here.
Very
so
much
that we
so.
Can continue to bring everybody this incredibly institutional broadcast. Again, the very first Hair and Beauty Radio Talk on terrestrial and then the internet to have lasted in such a venerable way. So I just thank you so
yes,
much
it is.
For the Hair and Beauty Morning Show.
And don't forget,
yeah,
we're coming
stuff.
Up on 1,000 shows, Carrie. We're coming up on 1,000 shows.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. How
I'm
do you feel about that, Michael?
Wow, Carrie. That is just something, you know, it's a historical, it's historical. And I am so blessed to be a part of something as historical as this. I am so blessed. You know, I've had many things in my life that I've been a part of, but this by far has been one of the most rewarding things that I've been a part of. And it makes me feel so good to get
yeah.
up in the morning and to do our thing, Carrie. It makes me feel it really
yes,
does though. I look forward to it. Oh yeah. I look
yes,
forward to it. My
I,
alarm goes off and boom, boom, boom. It is showtime.
Yeah. I'm up at 4 AM in New York.
Very much
to kind of get everything prepared.
Yep.
As we always say, we're on with you for 3 hours each morning, but remember, I literally live the Hair Radio Morning Show all day long.
Very much so.
We are
very
making
much
sure
so.
That we have great content for you guys and interesting things to say. And if you ever have some suggestions, we are all ears. Grab a pen and paper. I'll give you our new phone number. You can reach out to us at 862-277-0686. Again, that's 862-277-0686. That's our office. So you can reach us anytime, day or night, by calling that number. And so thank you so much, folks. Again, this has just been an incredible, incredible day. And we are just so
yes,
happy to
has,
be part of your morning. Right? We're part of the mornings for you guys. So thank you so much.
Very
and we're
going
to just keep doing the best that we can to make a difference in what you, you know, getting your day started. So let us go ahead, Michael, get it over to the outro. We'll see you back here at 6 a.m. Eastern tomorrow for another edition.
Right.
Make it a great
It's time day. Again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for